me. Here in silence. Hey, hey, my name is Crocodile Armitage. Most people call me Croc. I probably have some other name on a birth certificate somewhere, but no one could remember such a detail. I was born on the floor of a post office, as that was where she went into labour with me. As the contractions started, she just sat down and waited and waited and finally pushed. I grew up in a shipwrecked cottage on the edge of a village in Yorkshire, with Vandaline. I'm 38 now and live in London in this flat above a Buddhist shop and a Chinese takeaway. And I'm making a bagel. I've run out of bagels. I have adapted this piece of gluten-free bread using my blowtorch. I like bagels. I like tomato paste too because it tastes like fascination. I only have two emotions. Bored. And curious. Apparently bored and curious are not emotions, so maybe I don't have any. But curious should be an emotion because that's how I feel most of the time. I just wonder what will happen. In fact, I don't just wonder, I do. If I have a good idea, I see it through and see where it takes me. It doesn't always end well. I'm trying to teach myself self-control and just sit with things for a while and not act. So I've written down all of the ideas that I have had today that I didn't do. And now I'm tearing them up. And it occurred to me that really now I should burn them in this cooking pot. Shit! Oh, shit! Shit, shit! Oh, shit, shit. What am I supposed to do with this?
With what, Crocodile? Would you like to shed a little further light on the question, rather than just saying this? I may need more of a frame of reference because fuck knows what you've got up on your laptop screen, and I doubt for one second that'll be work related, because God forbid you turn up here and actually do any work. How to grow Jerusalem artichokes in recycled demijohns, perhaps.
With this 3-page email from Gitboy, I can't read it. It's like pain, Bo.
Ari, product development and profit targets from our most esteemed Lord and Master, who is seeking his next promotion as we speak.
Yes, that one. Have you read it? I refuse.
Yeah, I'm on the final recommendations and speculative conclusions, aka telling him what he wants to hear. We have to have our papers in by 5. Haven't you started yet?
I don't read emails that are longer than 3 lines. Have you met me? Nothing good that needs to be said goes beyond 3 lines. It's like a law of nature. Can you give me the bullet points? This job is the worst job that I have ever had, ever in the history of ever. I'm going to look for a new one.
The bullet points of a project brief that needs writing by the end of the day and you haven't even started yet. Stop looking for new jobs.
I wouldn't say that I hadn't actually started yet. Oh, found one. Near Euston. Sent my CV over.
How can you have started writing something you haven't even read about and how to know where to even start yet?
Because I always have ideas waiting to be written down. I just need to know which of my ideas he wants writing about this time. It says I can work from home.
He wants a 5-page approach on profit margin improvement for non-watch-based time instruments.
Oh, that old shit, Bo. I can tell him that in 5 words, barking up the wrong tree. Oh, shit.
Woman! So bloody messy. Ugh. Can you be trusted with anything, like anything at all, that may come to me any given moment?
I put my website live last night. Does that count?
The website where you're looking for people who have ancestors that lived in large white rural houses in the 1800s in a small region of Lancashire because you are writing a novel set then and don't know what furniture looked like and you thought it might help.
Well, the book I bought on eBay didn't help.
The book that is now out of print, so you thought a second-hand copy for 150 quid just so you could see a photo of what types of chair people sat in back then, because you can't imagine it.
It wasn't 150 quid, it was 147. I can't help it if I have no imagination for things I haven't seen. I'm still on the first chapter. I managed to describe the house exterior because I've seen a photo, but then I went dead.
Do you think writing a historical novel in a place you've never visited, when you can't even picture a chair back then, in order to finish the first chapter, might be a problem?
Emily Bronte did it.
Emily fucking Bronte lived then, dipshit. She didn't need to buy a book on eBay to know what to sit on. What are you doing now?
I'm writing my ideas down.
Okay, could you just do it quietly?
I want to grow mushrooms.
Oh, of course you do. Why mushrooms?
Because you can grow them in the dark. You just need mud and the spore things and it's sustainable. And it would be good to say that I grow mushrooms for a living rather than being a corporate drone.
So, mushrooms. Mm. And where in your one-bedroom flat are you going to grow all of these 100k a year salary providing mushrooms?
In a warehouse. Any warehouse. I don't think mushrooms care. Just get an out-of-town warehouse, 30,000 square metres or so. It won't cost too much on an industrial estate. It's not like it's retail.
Don't you think you might get a bit sad working in a dark warehouse all day surrounded by mould? I mean, you weren't good when we had that posh work mill in the basement in Shoreditch. You said by the end of the day you were getting seasonally adjusted disorder symptoms.
I was. It was awful. I had to take vitamin tablets for 3 months afterwards. Well, I'll be finding out tomorrow, anyway.
Tomorrow? What's tomorrow?
I'm viewing 3 in Putney.
What?
You think I should view more than 3?
Woman, I think you should stick to your New Year's resolution, the same one you've had for the last 20 years, and stop doing every single thing you think of. I thought you were meant to write them on those bits of papers and not do them. When did you have this idea?
Oh, this morning, after we discussed Russian train robberies. I am still writing them on bits of paper. I have millions. I'm struggling not to act.
And so you thought, I know, I'll just go and rent a warehouse and start growing mushrooms in it. Having zero gardening skills or probably knowing any names of any sodding mushroom varieties.
Closed cap. They're the easiest. I've ordered a starter kit from the internet and I'm doing an online course on mushroom essentials when I get back later tonight, so I will be fine.
You need to get a handle on this. I understand it's a coping mechanism for you, all of this action. We need to get you a partner. You need to get out more. Have you thought any more about meeting up with my mate Sid? Could be an interesting date.
No. Do they like mushrooms?
This is Brave, and he's my pet. He's a radish. I'm 8 years old, and I've had him now for nearly 2 years. I keep him in this Tupperware box with a nice bed of pencil sharpenings for warmth. I talk to him. He's good company, and often has interesting ideas about velocity and time travel. If I could go back in time, I would want to be a cowboy, with a gun and a badge and a horse. That was very, very loyal, like Brave. Vandaline is allergic to all fucking living creatures and prefers plastic flamingos to bring a bit of class to the garden. When my head gets all messy and I don't know what to do, I write down all of my ideas in small bits of paper. Stupid crocodile. It's everything that I want to do. Useless fucking crocodile. When I'm a grown up and I have a real job, then I can do everything. Everything that I want to do. When I don't have to. When I make Vandaline a cup of tea in the morning and take it to her in bed, on the sofa, or bathroom floor, depending upon where she wants to sleep, I always have to switch the kettle off just before it boils, just in that last few milliseconds. If I miss it, and I look away, and it boils and clicks, it sends my whole day off. I have to wait until the next day to start again, because that day is ruined then, and I can't make it right. No one can.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yes. I've told you. I'm a qualified Reiki master. Level 3. I have a certificate. Shh. Okay, you need to relax and lay still.
I would relax, but I'm not sure what you're doing. I feel a fucking idiot laying here on your sofa. And last time we tried anything like this, I ended up in plaster. Anyway, I thought you didn't like touching people or people touching you. Surely this is mental for you.
You don't touch in Reiki. It's all energy, not physical contact.
Have you started yet?
I'm sending blue light into you. You are very troubled.
Yeah, that's because you're waving your arms around like a lunatic. I'm not sure if you're going to karate chop me or break into song. I've had enough. Thank you for trying, but I can't relax like this. And seriously, I mean, all this paper.
I know. The nails hammering in my head are active today.
I thought you used to do this when you were little and lived with her, and you didn't get to act on anything you wanted to do.
I know. And then I left. But I didn't really. I couldn't stop. Do you know what I mean? I still write them and do them. Act on them.
I think that woman has a lot to answer for. Vandaline by name, Vandal by nature. Is that even a real name?
That's her name. Her dad was a drinker. He went to register her birth. It was supposed to be Valerie, but after 6 pints, it's all the same.
I'm sorry, mate.
It is what it is.
I've got to get up. I'm not in the mood for this relaxing shit, sorry. I wonder if you could do me a favour. It's Pete. He wants to go out to the new Italian in Camden, but I just can't face a whole evening on my own with him at the moment. And he's not in a good place at work, and his rubbish company doesn't talk. I was thinking
of dumping him, going out with that girl in finance who has been flirting with you for months.
No, I was thinking that if you came along and I invited Sid.
Mushroom Sid?
Mushroom. Oh, yeah, mushroom Sid.
Will there be gluten and dairy-free pasta, but not that hard shit that tastes like garden canes? And will there be harsh overhead lights and music that's too loud and repeats after 88 minutes and toilets that require a special code sequence to flush and hand dryers that make my teeth bend and waiters that touch your shoulder and breathe? Because
yes, I will request garden cane free pasta and non-breathing waiter, and all of your other neurosensitive requirements will be dealt with. I promise.
Okay. I will stay for 87 minutes in case.
Great. I will book us a table. I think you'll like Sid.
I went to the library today to get some books. I like reading. I have read most of the books in the children's section now. Apart from any about aliens. Because I can't picture aliens. I don't think they are real. And if they are, I don't know what they look like. And they probably haven't got many fingers. I don't want to start reading the grown-up books yet, because the book covers often look angry and have sharp and spiky writing, which just make me want to take scissors and trim at them until they sound less like indigestion. The librarian was very kind to me when I explained this. And she has let me borrow AB, which is every word that begins with A and B all in one book together, called an encyclopedia. I'm going to learn everything in the world that begins with every letter and start with A. This will help me to sleep, if I can try to remember them all and say them out loud. I'll have to do it quietly in case Vandaline comes in. That would not be good. She won't want to hear every word that begins with a fucking A, and might even throw the bloody stupid cocking book out of the window, with me after it.
Sid! Mm-mm. Pete, Crocodile, this is Sid.
Hi both, Pete. And hi.
Oh.
Oh. Hug? No? Handshake!
No.
No? High five?
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm Sid, obviously. Great to meet you.
Crocodile.
Wow. That's an unusual name. Do you have any other names?
Armitage.
I mean, like, is it your real name?
What do you mean, real name?
Like, were you born with that name?
No. When I was born, I had no name. Vandaline gave me that name. Skinny little fucking crocodile, she used to call me. So I shortened it.
Drinks! Let's order drinks. Pee, beer. Sid, what are you thinking? Split a bottle of wine?
I'd prefer a beer, really. Something light.
Sure. Crocodile, what are you in the mood for?
Ginger beer, no ice. And I don't want one of those bottles of ginger beer if the glass that they give me isn't large enough to fit all of it in at once. And not a warm glass.
Don't you drink crocodile?
Yeah, just not alcohol.
Vandaline is home. She's had her money through and she always likes to sleep it off. When she gets her money, she brings home 3 bottles of vodka and a chicken to roast. She puts the chicken in the oven and opens a bottle. She sometimes talks about when she was younger and how she wanted to travel and see the world. Until some little prick got her fucking pregnant and all of her life was over. And she couldn't get rid of the little fucker because it was too late when she realised. And he had already fucked off. So, here she was, in her grandma's cottage, raising a weird little fucking brat on her own. I like chicken day, because usually she falls asleep. So I turn off the oven and eat the chicken legs when they are still hot and sticky. It's the only smell in the world that makes me feel solid.
That was amazing. I'm stuffed. We'll have to come here again. I'm very impressed. Sid, what do you think of that? Clean plate, can't have been that bad.
Yeah, really cool, thanks. Appreciate you inviting me along. So, how about you, Crocodile? We've all swapped our childhood dreams. What did you want to be?
Since leaving home in Yorkshire, I've always done exactly what has occurred to me. Because I can, so every time that I think that I want to do something, I write it down on a piece of paper and then I do it.
Wow. Is that possible? Surely you can't just do everything. That's amazing.
Why not? Everyone always says that it'll damage my CV. Whenever I have a job interview, the person hiring always thinks that they're special enough to be the one to make me stay, but I don't.
That's so cool. I love how your mind works. So, what did you do at university?
You two should just adopt a cat now together. She smoked too much, slept at the wrong end of the day, lived in, what was it, 23 houses, and got a 2-1 standing on her head. Cow.
Criminology and physics.
That's a fascinating mix. What made you choose that?
I'd just broken up with a bloke that I was seeing. He was eating a boiled egg in bed and it annoyed me. And I chose subjects that I thought might hold my concentration for 3 years.
Criminology?
I had wanted to be a spy.
Spy? Why didn't you?
I got distracted.
And what did she do on her first day at university? She went to the library, looked at the past 5 years of exam papers, worked out the reoccurring exam questions, mapped that to her seminars and lectures, attending 4 hours a week and got a fucking 2-1. Whilst Muggins here sat in the library day after day, doing actual work and scraped through.
It's where you met Pete. Process and efficiency. I don't like over-processing anything. What's the point in getting a first? My life would be no different with a first in my honours degree. Just do good enough. Don't get attached and keep moving.
She also had about 7 jobs, wrote half a screenplay and set up a limited company at the same time. So I'm not quite sure where the efficiency comes in.
It's what occurs to me. I know that might not sound very attractive to most people.
I think you're very attractive. Like, it's attractive. Don't you get tired? This sounds exhausting, but kind of compelling at the same time.
I get tired when I'm bored. I'm doing things I don't like. It makes me feel panic. So I have to change.
At work, every few months, she swaps the desk with someone for a change of scene. She doesn't ask them, like. They just turn up one morning and their stuff has been moved, normally to the floor. And she's sitting in their desk with her headphones on.
Wicked. And you just do that. Don't you mind what people think?
What people think? What do you mean?
Well, Doesn't it upset people if you just move their stuff?
Oh. Why? It's just a desk that can move.
So, thanks everyone. It's been a lovely evening. We must do this again sometime.
Great. Cheers. Bank transfer, you both. Pete, Sid, good night.
Today at school, I threw up on the steps of the main building. I had eaten salt and vinegar crisps on the way to school, as we didn't have any bread. Everyone laughed. I had sick on my face. My teacher took me inside, wiped my face and asked me, "Shall I call you Mum?" I didn't know what to say. Vandaline was gone. She had been out for days. She would usually come home with some tale about Bingo and that fat bastard from the co-op. I told the teacher about the crisps. That seemed to make everything go away. I was given a glass of water and told to sit in the corridor outside of the staff room. It was warm and smelled unenthusiastic. My tummy hurt. I've often wondered how me and my tummy were going to get along long term, as my brain seemed to make it itch and irritate. At least I was avoiding the playground.
Croc, do you have a minute? Sorry to break you off from your work. I'm afraid I've some bad news, my love.
I wasn't working. I've just ordered a thermal imaging attachment for my phone. Apparently, you can spot pipes leaking and electrical plugs and wires overheating with them.
Okay, darling. I have some really bad news. Should we go find a room?
No, just say it. Talk.
We had a phone call at the office because you gave this number as your emergency contact, as you don't have a landline and won't listen to voicemails on your mobile. It's your mum, darling. I'm afraid that she's passed away.
Passed away? Does that mean died? Why don't people just say died? Has Vandaline died?
Yes, darling. She was found by a neighbour. They rang an ambulance, but it was too late. I think she'd been gone a while.
Hmm. I wonder what day it was. I always imagined she'd die on a Sunday morning.
Darling, I don't know. Are you okay? Can I get you anything? Can I take you home?
No, it's fine. I need to get my other earphones from my coat.
Crocodile? Crocodile? Are you home? It's Sid? Hi. Are you okay? I was worried about you. I hope you don't mind. Bo gave me your address. I sent you a few text messages. I know you've had a hard time and I
was thinking about going for a walk, but the sky looks like it's yawning. I don't think that will help.
I think you're right. The sky doesn't seem in a very good mood today. When I don't know what to do, I take my Scrabble board and turn all the letters over so that I can see them and start writing board like word chains on the board.
Sounds like cheating to me.
Yes, in a way it is. I'm not very good at following rules. But I do like words and patterns and how they interconnect. Shall we sit down? I can help you tidy up a bit.
Do you ever wonder why oats taste like they have milk in them when you only add water for porridge? And then when you add milk, it doesn't taste any better than water?
Yes! Why would anyone ever add milk?
No one came. Not even the fat bastard from the co-op.
To the funeral?
They said she'd been dead for 3 days before anyone noticed. She fell down the stairs. Tripped on a dressing gown. Drunk. banged her head. She didn't usually wear a dressing gown. She said they made people look old. She never wanted to be old.
I'm so sorry.
She got a wish. Never being old. She wouldn't have been happy dying in a dressing gown, though. Not beige.
For you, I mean. She's your mum.
I'm not sure she was. I'm not sure she meets that definition. I need to clear the house. Decide what to do with it and the stuff. For what it's worth.
Would you like me to come up with you and help? I work for myself. I can easily take some time off.
Why? You don't even know me. Why would you do that?
Because I feel like I do. I'd like to help. You've had a bad time and I know how that feels. I just want to help.
Do you have a car?
Well, a van. I'm a decorator. It's a bit dirty.
Okay. Well, let's go.
When? Now?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, this place is kind of quaint, untouched. I'd never even heard of Halifax before. Are you sure you want to sell it? You don't think you might want to come back and stay up here sometimes to get out of London? I mean, you'd need to sort this bedroom out. It looks like it hasn't been touched in 20 years.
No, I think I've spent enough time in this room. I want it gone. I could never do anything when I was here. Nothing was ever right.
What's this in the plastic pot?
That's Brave.
Brave?
He's a radish.
Well, he might have been. Cool pencil sharpenings. Babe. You know, I used to have a pet rat. He attacked and ate the neighbour's cat and spat up the bones afterwards. It was a right mess. She was fuming.
Really?
No, I just made it up.
Why?
Because it just occurred to me.
Oh, I feel tired.
Should we clear the bed? Do you want to go to sleep?
It's not that kind of tired. My skull feels tired, like it's been used by someone else in the wrong way, and now I have it back. It's annoyed and it doesn't want to be a skull anymore.
I see. What do you think your skull needs to feel better?
It needs a defrag. You know, like on old PCs where you had to run a defragmentation program to get the contents of the hard drive back in order again. I used to like doing that and watching the graphic change, the before and after picture.
Yeah, my mum used to do that to her laptop. I know exactly what you mean. Is there anything that you used to do as a kid that would help you when you needed to calm down?
I used to count things. When my brain got too busy and came up with hundreds of ideas that I needed to act on, I'd try to stop them by counting.
Okay, what like?
Like this. The bed, the chair, the door, desk, bookcase, and the mirror. Six things. And I would lay on my bed and imagine the six things in my mind. And as I counted them, I would tense my muscles up. So, one, bed, left bicep. Two, chair, right bicep. Three, door, left thigh. Four, desk, right thigh. Five, bookcase, left bicep. Six, mirror, right bicep. And then repeat for as long as I needed to.
Do you want to try?
You don't think I'm weird?
Not at all. Come on, let's try.
Bed, left bicep. Two, chair, right bicep. Three, door, left thigh. Four, desk, right thigh. Five, bookcase, left bicep. Six, mirror, right bicep.
Again.
Bed, two, chair, three, door, four, desk, five, bookcase, six, mirror, one, bed, two, chair, three, door, four, desk, five, bookcase, six, mirror.
Six,
one bed, two chair, three door.
Four desk,
five bookcase,
six mirror. This is great. It's like a meditation or a chant. I can totally see why you do this. And adding the muscle thing means the whole body starts to relax too. It's genius.
Bed, two chair, three door, four desk, five bookcase, six mirror. One bed, two chair, three door, four desk, five bookcase, six mirror.
Thank you for showing me this and for letting me into your world. I want to understand you.
Thank you. The chemicals in my head, sometimes I can feel that they're out of balance and that no matter what anyone does, you can't change it. I just have to ride it out and try again tomorrow. It's just how I am. Most people can just sense that I'm weird and stay away from me or be mean. Why aren't you mean?
I would never be mean to you. I think your mind's amazing. Your drive and energy and certainty. I wish I had 10% of it and I wouldn't be a single penniless decorator who eats a tub of chocolate chip ice cream every week after Slimming Group all on her own.
Might you need to go to Slimming Group?
Thanks. I need to shed a few pounds. Helps me stay focused and eating healthily. I could cook for you if you'd like. Just natural ingredients, nothing dodgy. You are gluten and dairy free, aren't you?
Yeah, and I don't like cooked peas.
Well, there you go then. My signature chicken bake in the oven will do just the job. Let me know and I'll rustle it up for you.
Why are you being so nice to me?
Because I think you're a good person. And you're having a hard time right now. Because I like you.
I don't dislike you. Right, we need to go.
Now, back to London.
Yep, come on. I've emailed the estate agent and it's going on the market tomorrow morning. I have what I need in boxes and a clearance company is coming on Tuesday for the rest of the things. I need to move on.
Like right now?
Yeah, come on.
It's a shame you didn't come round last night to mine. The dinner I made you was really lovely. I think you would have liked it.
Maybe.
It might have been good to get a text or something saying that you couldn't come. What are you doing with the test tubes?
I get that. It's just a thing.
It looks dangerous. I understand that you're busy, but it might be nice if we could just hang out a bit more. Get to know each other, maybe. Nothing heavy.
Mm-hmm, I see.
I'm not looking for anything. I'm just sort of a bit lonely and looking for someone to do things with sometimes.
Right. Can you pass me that pipette? Thanks. And the moisture analyzer.
I have no idea what you're doing. Do you think maybe you could stop just a bit and sit down and we perhaps chat a little?
This isn't going to work.
What, your experiment or whatever it is?
No, not this. No. I don't know. Maybe.
What, me?
Yes, you, us, whatever this is. I haven't got time for it. You are being too demanding. This is not what I want. It's totally and utterly not at all even conceivably close to anything that resembles something remotely similar to my aspirations.
What? Because I made you dinner and you didn't turn up or text and I'm too demanding.
Yes. Sorry. Nope. Yes. I can't do this right now. It's not working. You will have to leave. I can't. I need my space and my freedom and I need to be able to do whatever I want, whatever it is, without anyone telling me that I can or can't or that it's stupid or impetuous or ill thought through. And there you are all of the time in my head, your smell in my thoughts. And I, I,
I can't.
But I haven't even done anything or asked you for anything.
It's not that you have or haven't done anything. I can't seem to think anymore. All I can think about is you, what you've said, what you've done, what you might think, and it's driving me mad. And I need to focus on what I am doing, not think about you. I can't just stop all of the time and have meals.
So don't. Just be.
Don't you see that's exactly the most ridiculous thing that you could say to me? And here you are, standing right in front of me. Of me, asking me. Me, a zebra. What the square root of 187 is, it's futile.
I don't know what to say.
Precisely.
Seriously. You are kidding me. Okay. I will leave. But it's your loss. Wow.
So, Croc, how are things?
Fine.
With Sid?
Fine.
Are you going to make me do all the three question thing? Where you will just evade and avoid me until I ask in a different way for the third time and then you will answer?
Most people don't notice that you haven't answered their question. Most people move on at two attempts at the most.
I'm not most people. Talk to me. Sid is really upset.
She's too much. She wants too much. She makes my brain not work properly. I can't cope with how needy she is.
I really don't think that she's needy. She's practically brought up both her younger brothers on her own, as her mum was always out at work. She's really not.
She's just stuck in my head like a screensaver. I can't switch it off. She asks too many questions. I think I might text James again and see if he wants to hang out.
You couldn't stand him in the end. Don't do that. He doesn't get you or even try to understand you. I don't like the way he speaks to you when he's had a drink. Doesn't sound to me like you don't like her.
He's not that bad. I kind of liked him. I don't not like her or like her.
He is that bad. He's more interested in motocross than he is in you. Don't go backwards. I know you're having a bad time and you need someone who understands you and appreciates you for who you are. We both know someone like that.
Men are just less complicated. You know where you stand. There's no emotional drama. They know what they want. They don't make your head feel like liquidized pineapple. It's simple. I like it.
It's your life. But I think it's a mistake. That girl is really into you and you've treated her pretty badly.
Hi, Crocodile. I caught up with Beau. I heard you had the flu and I was passing.
Do you always pass by with a bag of lemons, just in case?
And do you always just walk around with a kettle, just in case? Come on, give it to me. Get back in bed.
Thanks.
It's okay. Come on. You need to stay wrapped up. Let's get you back in bed. I'll stay with you on the sofa. Come on.
Sid?
Yes, Croc. I'm over here on the sofa. What is it?
Did you bring your Scrabble board with you?
Feeling a bit better this morning, are we? Oh, this sofa is bloody lumpy.
Sorry. Thanks for... I don't want to go to work today. I can't face it. I can't face Git Boy. I can't write one more paper on contrived nonsense. I actually can't bring myself to.
It makes me feel compromised.
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. I'm here for you, you know. You can try and push me away, but I'm stubborn. I know we have a connection. I know you feel it too. I will keep coming back.
Maybe I needed to know that. Maybe I needed to know that you wouldn't leave, even when pushed. I find it hard.
Go on.
I can't talk when it's light. Can you draw the curtains a bit more? I can't talk if you can see me. It has to be dark or you have to be away. Thank you. I could never be with Vandeline. In her presence, I'd try to be as normal as possible. I'd try to think how someone else could be in my place, how they would act, to escape the confusion. I watch people to learn how to respond, how to jump into conversations, or to not cut people off when they're speaking, to feign interest when they're boring me to distraction. It's so hard. I'd think of characters from novels who I liked. Heathcliff, what would he do? How would he cope with her? He grew up wild and gnashed and gnarled and spoke his mind. He and Vandeline would not have got on either. And maybe if I could be charming like the great Gatsby. But he was faking it too and would probably have got her even more drunk. I couldn't imagine being a woman. That was always so difficult for me. I was always male. Sherlock Holmes sometimes. Vandeline didn't care much for women anyway. She never had any female friends. They were always men that she had over.
Can I ask you about your dad? Do you know?
No. I have no idea. She never said. He was just... I wonder if it's where I get my difference from being autistic, you know?
Really? Do you think? Have you been told that you're autistic?
Yeah, 18 months ago. We did some psychology and aptitude tests at work as part of some neurodiversity research thing with the university. And my results came out different. They asked me if I minded doing more tests. I said no, I didn't care, whatever. They told me I was autistic and had ADHD.
And how did that make you feel?
Feel is a funny word for me. I understand think, but to find feel quite difficult. I know what anger is. I'm bored and intrigued. I've been sad, I know that. But I'm not sure about other feelings.
What about love? Dare I ask? Do you mind? Have you ever been in love?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I tend to just spend time with people that I'm attracted to, and then when I'm not, I leave them.
Has anyone ever left you? Broken your heart?
I guess I don't give them the chance. My longest relationship was with Matt for 7 months, and that was only because we were working together on our dissertations and he would reserve me a computer in the library. My shortest was with Alex. She only lasted a weekend. That was enough. She was a model or something.
You're so lovely. I love the way that you think, how the world looks from your eyes. I just want to hear more and understand you.
I wish I could understand me too. Thanks for listening and giving a damn.
Always.
Do you want some soup? I want tomato soup.
We could have met at the pub, you know. Why did you want to come to the office?
I know. I was just...
hoping to bump into Croc.
Busted.
Ha! She's in the other office this afternoon. You missed her. Hey, I'm glad she's started opening up to you. She doesn't do that. Not easily. You must have made a connection.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Seeing her unfold, I'm fascinated. And I just think she's totally gorgeous. Kind of sexy, quirky. Just love her energy.
Croc is one of a kind, but she's very off at the moment with her mother dying, and actually, since her diagnosis, she took that so fucking hard. A bloke that she was seeing at the time said that she became more autistic, that her behaviours were more exaggerated since she got the formal result. Stupid fuck, Dumpcroc. Said that he hadn't signed up for this shit.
Wow, seriously, that's brutal.
Croc said to him, imagine you were a straight man for your whole life and then at 40 you finally decided that you're no longer going to live a lie and that you're going to come out of the closet as gay. A seemingly straight man, now wearing a pink feather boa and leather pants, prancing around town because he can.
There is more than a little irony here.
I know. That's how she tells it. Like she has a feather boa, she's told me last week that she's been holding her breath, copying, watching, and trying to work out how to be neurotypical her whole life, and now she's not prepared to pretend anymore. So probably, yeah, she's a camp man.
There are so many stereotypes around this stuff. I googled it and it's still hard to understand exactly what it is because everyone is different.
People expect Rain Man. Croc's not like that. None of my mates on the spectrum are. You can't generalise that much. Women autistics are different to men as well. You just can't lump people together. It's like anything.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, generally women kind of mask their behaviours better as they expected to moderate their behaviour, even neurotypical. I know I do, a lot. Do you know if the list writing thing is part of her autism?
Yeah, partly. And also because of Vandaline, her mother. She says she feels like there's a lion chasing her if she doesn't keep moving. If she doesn't keep writing her plans down, it will catch her up. I've been trying to help her for years. It needs to click in her head first before I think any of us can help her. I just keep trying to be there for her and, you know, take the piss out of her, you know, to keep her grounded.
You do. I've heard you, you harsh, harsh woman.
Croc and I are cool. She'll get through this. She just needs to deal with this grief and finally let go of that evil woman.
Totally agree with that. At least my mum was just absent. Didn't inflict any direct damage, just bloody worked all of the time. Mothers. Anyway, I have an idea that I want to try out with Croc.
I don't think I want to know. Come on, pub.
Vandaline was crying last night. I don't quite know why, but I could hear her in her bedroom through the wall. I ran down the stairs and got a box of Frosties and brought them up. I put my trunk behind the door. It's never a good sign when she's crying. You never know which way it will go. Sometimes she drinks and that cheers her up so that she starts singing and reminiscing. Often she gets angry and uses lots of words that don't mean anything and sound like gravy being poured onto a record player. It's best to eat cereal and read books. I'm on M now. I'm not a big fan of M. I don't like the way that the letter looks. How it could be a W trying to trick you, or an N that got dragged on too long. I don't know if she has gone out now, or if she is still in there. I didn't hear the front door go, and I waited to hear all night. I'm just going to sit in here for a while longer, just until she settles.
There! Where's the stupid pinboard to put up?
What Crocodile actually said was, thank you, darling, for this very thoughtful pinboard that I'm going to write all of my good ideas on. And if they're still there in the month's time, then I'm allowed to consider them. But until then, I'm not allowed to do anything.
A whole month. I'm not allowed to do anything at all.
Nope. You have to write it on a piece of paper and stick it on the board and leave it.
A whole month. You know, that's like 3,000 years in my brain. That's all I know how to do, just act on anything. It keeps me moving. It keeps me out of that house in Yorkshire.
Leave it to settle. If you write it down instead of doing it, you might be able to let all of that go. Leave it in the past and let yourself move on. Let Vandaline go.
Not doing things. Are you meant to be good for me, you crazy woman?
Crocodile, if only you knew it.
Am I buying a hat yet?
If you want to. Why are you asking me? Buy three.
It means, are you and Sid getting it on?
Getting on what?
Together. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't go all literal on me just because it suits.
Hmm. We're friends. She's helping me out with my lists and not doing things.
Friends? Sure thing. And how is the list going?
Well, I've got 367 things on the pinboard at the moment and 5 days to go. I have only lapsed and done 3 things.
What are they? You imported a gibbon from a sanctuary in Malawi?
No. I bought a new suit jacket, got a new job, and quit this one.
When were you going to tell me that?
I just did. I heard a little girl on the tube telling her mother that it's not at all easy to turn yourself into a waffle cone. I kind of know what she means.
Absolutely. I can see that being challenging.
I need to buy some more drawing pins. I have none. But I didn't know if that counted as me being spontaneous and doing things, so I wrote it on a piece of paper and used a peeling knife to stick it to the board over there.
Don't worry, I'll pick you some up. How does it feel not doing all the time?
It felt like I had cling film over my hands to start with. But now, I'm quite enjoying it. I think because I have the act of writing it down and pinning it up, it doesn't quite feel like I'm doing nothing. It really helps. Thank you. Thank you for everything you've done.
You did all the hard work.
You know what I mean? It means a lot. Yeah. You've stuck around and don't call me names or wince when I say things to your friends that inadvertently makes them cry.
It's a pleasure. I just want to help. I'm so glad that it's working and that you're finally settling, not constantly fiddling and trying to achieve something. It's nice to see you breathe.
Thank you. Really. For the first time in my life, I feel still. Not racing to achieve something, not trying to be something.
That's amazing. I'm so pleased for you. Really, I am. Did you want anything else to eat?
Yeah, but sit there. I have something for you. And tonight you're not eating it alone.
But you don't like dairy. Or cold things. Or sharing food.
I feel like breaking the rules tonight.
What is it about watching the fire that is so compelling? Especially one on a beach from driftwood. I could watch it for hours. That and aquariums. I never tire of watching the fish. Hours.
Well, I'm freezing my knackers off here. Crocodile, have you bought the pot?
Yeah.
And have you got the lists and all the millions of little bits of paper?
Yeah.
And is absolutely everything? You wrote down every single half-assed idea you've ever had.
It is the full list of every single thing that has occurred to me for the last month, and I haven't acted on any of them. I've written them up and stuck them to the pinboard. Sometimes I rearranged them and had to add further detail when extra ideas came into my head. It's a full catalogue.
And is Amazon now out of business?
No. I believe they have survived the month without me. That was a joke.
Hey? Bo, we did a joke together.
We did a joke, Crocodile.
I'm really proud of you, baby. We both are.
It's over, you know?
I know,
I don't feel as wired anymore. Sometimes when I was thinking something before, maybe about Chinese fabric, whilst I'm counting or trying to sort through something else, and then someone speaks to me, it felt like a physical assault. Like, I can't cope with their words at the same time as all of my brain noise, and I don't know how to tell them that. It rises inside. Panic, fear and heat, and it screams at me to run and prepares me muscles for flight and my hands flex, and I scan for exit, then I'm off fast or shout something random to try and get over the top of the noise.
4, 5, 6, 7.
It made me panic, and all I wanted to do was get out of the room or building, shoot my way out of it if I had to, regardless of the consequences and the damage, bullets everywhere. One goal, get out. Brutal. And I knew that when I calmed down, I would regret all of it. Like a drunk waking up, repentant, but it's too late, the damage is done. I've never once been able to have an argument with anyone properly, because if I raise a genuine issue, I mean, really, if they had wronged me, I can't find the right words, and it always becomes about my behaviour, always. Every argument ends in it being my fault because of my inability to control my emotions and express calmly. My implosion becomes an explosion. I can't moderate it with calm expression.
Baby, that's a lot to process. An awful lot going on in your head at the same time. No wonder you explode.
I know. I know that I can't carry on like this, exploding, when under stress. It's not fair on anyone. It drives everyone away, eventually, but it's getting easier. I'm learning to breathe, to talk. That's key. And I have less tracks playing in my head at once.
That's great, babe. Like a reduced online music subscription service.
Yes, exactly that. You know, last year I listened to the same song for 26 hours. I did have a break, you know. I'm not crazy. I just had it on repeat for days. And if I didn't pay close attention to the words, I had to start the song again and give it proper attention.
You're doing brilliantly, baby. Managing the noise and stress. You're starting to talk and get things out. Really brilliant.
I know that I don't need to panic now. I know that I'm not trapped in a little room, that I can do things in my own time without worrying about her and what she might do next. A constant presence. Not drinking coffee helps. The caffeine. Or 22 cups of green tea, that helps.
Never high sugar, high caffeinated soft drinks. Not the hard stuff, babes.
I wanted to tell you something. I wanted to tell you my name. My name is Annabelle.